This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 71 for Thursday, September 21st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ice futures canola market is returning to weakness Thursday morning, dragged down somewhat by vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil is virtually unchanged, Malaysian palm oil is down, and European rapeseed is mostly lower. Although crude oil initially retreated after the United States Federal Reserve left its key interest rates unchanged yesterday, it is resuming its upward climb. The Canadian dollar is down 4/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close, providing support for canola. The prairies will see high temperatures up to the low 20 degrees Celsius, while southern Saskatchewan and southern Manitoba may see rain showers later today. The November canola contract is down $9.50 per ton at $726.60. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the red. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly export sales report showed that 566,900 tons of new crop corn were sold during the week ended September 14th, with more than one-third going to Japan and 131,700 tons going to Mexico. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that 980,000 barrels of ethanol were produced per day on average during the week ended September 15th, the lowest weekly average since May. Ethanol stocks increased by 510,000 barrels to 21.681 million. Algeria is reportedly on the market for 60,000 tons of corn. APK Inform is estimating Ukraine's 2023 corn production at 25.6 million tons, with exports totaling 19 million. The December corn contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.79. The USDA said that 434,100 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the week ended September 14th, below trade expectations, with almost half of that going to China. Export sales of old crop U.S. soy meal were down 78% from the four-week average at 12,700 tons, while 439,100 tons of new crop soy meal were also sold, mostly to the Philippines. 700 tons of old crop soy oil were also sold. The November soybean contract is down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.04. Down 30% from 1 week earlier and down 20% from the four-week average, net export sales for new crop U.S. wheat were 307,700 tons for the week ended September 14th. Also, 19,000 tons of durum wheat were sold to unknown destinations. Meanwhile, 14,000 tons of 2024-25 U.S. wheat were sold to Peru. APK Inform estimated Ukraine's 2023 wheat production at 21.5 million tons, with 12.5 million to be exported. Some analysts are cutting their estimates for Australia's upcoming wheat crop from approximately 26 million tons to 24 million due to ongoing dryness. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.84. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.19. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.75. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, September 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.